Hey, podcast.
Ichaluit.
I can say cow. I can say it. When you go to Mexico, do you say Mexico?
I say Mexico.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
You don't go to Mexico either.
But if someone in Mexico told me, hey, it's pronounced Mexico, I would say Mexico.
I can say Ichaluit. I can say whatever the fuck I want.
I could say Ichaluit.
Yeah. No, that's
you can.
No.
Ichaluit.
Hell no.
I get fucking annoyed when people.
Bro, if you say Ichaluit,
I didn't say.
I will.
Bring it on.
Three friends really enjoying ourselves, talking about current events, talking about our culture, talking about things that you wouldn't necessarily learn about in your day-to-day life.
Oh, good.
Cheers.
I'm asking him to change his ways, and no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world back to place, man, look yourself and make the change. Na 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 na.
I got goosebumps.
Yeah, my dick's a little hard.
Yeah,
oh, just a little.
A little chub chub.
Just a little bit.
Half chub.
Over here.
Cheers, bro. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That root beer.
Cheers, cheers, boys. Gentlemen, cheers, ladies. Hello, everyone.
Gentlemen, ladies, non-binaries, everybody.
All you fucks. Hello, everyone.
Hello, all you humpers.
Welcome back to this beautiful podcast. I'm very happy to be here. This has been super fun.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. Welcome back to the Break podcast episode. Elipen.
Elipa.
Elipen.
Yeah, Elipen.
You know, Elipen means 11.
Whoa, what?
Food for thought. Welcome back to the boiler room, everyone. that was a good shot. Let's see. Who do we got here? We got Simeone, cinematographer. Whoa. We've got Mr. Music photographer. I am Bernard. She loves me on top of her.
Oh, nice.
Amazing. Amazing.
I don't know how I come up with these. Just like a genius cloud comes up over like my head and then zap.
Zap.
Yeah.
And well, it's always in the shower, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually, yeah.
With your dick out.
Or when I'm on top of her. And I mean that like in a like weight, like a weight blanket.
Yeah,
like it.
Yeah, just
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah, sleep. Yeah, yeah.
Just in a soothing way, not in a humping way.
Oh no, of course not.
No, no,
of course not.
Yeah,
didn't take it that way.
No, no,
no, no, no, no,
yeah, yeah.
No, no. Bang, premarital sex is a sin within this podcast.
Yeah,
yeah, we're not into that. Marry us before you fuck us.
Make love to us.
Make love to us. Marry us before you make love to us.
Yeah, marry us before you love to first. Okay. Episode 11.
Yes.
Once again, it's only the three of us.
Yes,
the
it
three,
is.
The three Humpty Dumpties.
Oh, I love that.
Humpty Kings.
Yeah.
Humpty Kings. Kings.
Yeah. How you doing, Sim?
I'm doing great.
Great. How are you, mister?
I'm doing pretty good. That was a real quick thank
you. I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. How are you, mister?
No, I want to talk about you. How are you? No, I'm just kidding. I'm doing good. I've been up and down. My ups are up. My downs are down.
Yeah.
I'm living life.
You're fucking radiating with energy today.
Yeah, I'm fucking hyper.
Yeah, I think it's the haircut.
It usually helps.
I didn't get a haircut. I didn't get a haircut. What are you talking about?
I'm
just
know.
Glowing, bro.
Yeah, you're just glowing.
I went to the gym earlier for the first time.
I feel like...
Fuck off. Oh, speaking of that, I stretched this morning for the first time.
Oh.
I feel amazing.
You feel limber? Yeah. It's crazy how just stretching changes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Your mood, your energy.
I was so much more aware of my posture and everything throughout the day. I was like trying to sit up straight the whole entire time. It was awesome.
Fucking broad chest, dude.
Yeah, man. Dude, my tips.
Tips of my tits.
Your tips of my tits fucking popping out and shit like that.
Fuck yeah. You got to show people. And it actually shows too in your posture. Like if you... stand up confidently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you just, it's kind of like fake it till you make it kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
If you sat up straight, sit up straight. I always tell my brother is a fucking major sloucher.
Yeah.
I tell him fucking like I'll push his head back and I'll push his like his hump forward.
Yeah.
And so whenever I go down south and visit, he'll like, I love it when you're here, Bernard. Fucking sit up straight. It makes a world of a difference for
real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you're slouching, like you're not really approachable, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But if you're confident, you walk with your fucking
tits out,
pickle up your ass.
Yeah.
It shows. You're hireable.
Yeah, that's true. How are you, mister?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. How are you, Bernard?
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't use my stuff.
Okay.
I'm doing great, though. Thanks.
Awesome.
I want to talk about that, though. How just like touching your toes every once in a while, like it. I guess it releases all the toxins and the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go home and stretch tonight, for real.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, do a couple of poses.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some poses that, like, I think I'm a pretty flexible guy. I would say I'm a pretty flexible guy, mm-hmm. but, like, I was following this fucking YouTube video, and it was, like, 15 minutes of stretches you should do in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's this guy, like, he's behind a lake, and he's on a fucking yoga mat in front of the lake on top of rocks, and nice. He's like... And then you're just going to follow me into this pose.
Yeah.
Warrior one.
Yeah.
Your triangle pose and all that. It was great.
They're actually hard too.
Yeah.
Like if you haven't done it in a while.
Yeah.
It's actually fucking difficult.
It was enjoyable. And I was really surprised with how like fucking unflexible I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. I'm stiff.
Yeah.
I'm not too into stretching like that, but I took vocal lessons from Mimi. You guys know, you know Mimi?
Oh, yeah.
I took vocal lessons from her.
She did stand-up?
She's a photographer, digital artist. She's everywhere. She does all kinds of creative stuff. But I took vocal lessons with her one time, and she walked me through how to expand your muscles to take in more oxygen so that you have more power when you're singing. And the stretches are so therapeutic, and it's mostly breathing exercises and lying down and stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's like throat warm-ups and stuff after, and when I'm done I feel so fucking good, like so present. Refreshed.
Yeah. Present.
Nothing else going on. You just are who you are right there. It feels so good.
For me, even just like sitting down and like literally just touching my toes. Yeah. I'm like while you're watching a show or like talking to someone. Mm-hmm. Just laying down, you know, do whatever, downward dog.
Let out a nice fart.
Yeah, or two.
Yeah, I did that this morning. It was great.
It feels almost the same way you feel after a workout.
Yeah.
Like, you know how pumped seriously. You are?
Yeah.
It's just, I guess, spreading oxygen to your body, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So touch your toes every once in a while, people.
Fucking humpers.
Or at least try to.
Yeah.
Try to touch your toes.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You'll get there someday.
Yeah.
Keep up with it. You'll touch your toes. It'll be a great time.
Touch your simu knee and toes. Knees and toes.
Okay. I was wondering where the stretch was coming. So I think we'll keep it nice and breezy again as per usual.
Yeah.
But I got one question to start us off here. I want to know what your first experience living out on your own was after moving out of your guys' parents' place.
Oh, mine was shit. I hated it.
Yeah.
I moved out of my parents into an apartment. It was in the basement, and I had a roommate who I worked with.
Okay.
Oh.
And he was
spending all the time together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he was the son of my boss, basically. He was my boss's kid, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And never cleaned up. Always had people over smoking pot, getting drunk.
Yeah.
And the thing that I hated the most, there'd be a pile of dirty dishes. I'd do the dishes and I'd be like, hey, I'll clean and you can dry, like wipe the dishes, right?
Yeah.
He'd be like, yeah, sure, clean them. I'll wipe them later.
Yeah.
So I'd clean the dishes and he'd just fucking leave them in the rack.
Yeah.
Don't fucking dry. Just leave them there. They'll dry. That's not the fucking point. I just cleaned all your fucking dishes. Help me out. Like, meet me halfway, right?
Yeah. Meet you three quarters of
the way. Oh, man. I hated it. And then, I couldn't bitch at him because...
It's your boss's son.
My boss's son, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he was horrible, man. I wonder what he's up to today. Crack. Probably, hopefully. Oh, he was horrible. Like, even as a person, like, in general.
Oh.
He was... just dirty and shitty.
Yeah.
Like, you can't leave anything around because it'll disappear.
Okay. You
know, I fucking hated it.
Yeah.
I think it was 2 months and then called my dad. I want to come back. Okay. He helped me move all my shit out. And he was like, wow, that was a shithole, eh? Fucking dark in the basement. Super dark, dirty. No lights on. Like, full ashtrays everywhere.
Yeah.
I was horrible. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
No.
Down. Bachelor AF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think the second time I moved out, it was to up here.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so nice. I went straight from living with the fucking golem to just living up here. Away from my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
How about you, Sim?
My first experience living away from home was when I went to NS. Okay. So I was living with my parents. I was living with my dad, actually. And then I was looking at apartments down south because I was like, okay, it's going to be my first experience living away from home. I should, like, have my own space.
Yeah.
And I don't have a lot of things. I've never owned a lot of things. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, just get a little studio, something like that. Mm-hmm. I ended up living in this really nice studio, but it was like 300 square feet. It was, like, pretty small, but okay. really nice.
Alone.
Alone, yeah. yeah. Yeah, so it was essentially like a big bedroom with a kitchen on the other side, which was awesome.
That's sweet, yeah. Yeah,
exactly what I needed.
Nice and cozy.
I also had two closets, and back then I used to have a lot of clothes. So I had one closet just for shirts and one closet just for hoodies.
Damn. Wow.
Yeah.
No pants?
Pants were in like a little drawer.
Yeah.
Pants, socks, and underwear.
All in like you a need is drawer. Four pairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, really? Seriously. Right?
You can wear fucking pants 2 days.
I think I cycled through four pairs of pants. That's yeah. it.
Yeah. I got like maybe five, but yeah. I do like three cycles.
Okay, yeah. I have my two work pants, and then I have my two leisure pants.
Yeah.
And then I have sweatpants, but.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like, because like you during the summer, you wear a lot of shorts.
Yeah. Show off my leg tan.
Yeah. Just kidding. but I did that, but then it was crazy because it was my first time ever living away from home and my first time ever living down south. Okay, so I was yeah. like, together, okay.
Like at the same time.
Yeah. yeah. But like I wanted to explore the city and explore the area and talk to people and hang out with everyone as much as I could because yeah. it was my first experience. Mm-hmm. So I was never home.
Okay.
Oh, I was yeah. never home.
You never like invited a bunch of people over and
no,
I was too small, I guess. Too small.
It wasn't even that. It was just that like,
just wanted to go out and explore.
Yeah. 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 Like why go hang out in an apartment? We can go hang out at a bar. Why
yeah.
go
okay, hang out yeah. apartment?
At we the can park,
go to like a cafe yeah, yeah, or yeah. go to the park or go yeah. to the mall or something like that. So I like never stayed there. And then I also started dating someone I was down there too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I literally never went.
Home. Okay.
So I was paying like $1,300 for rent, which is a lot for down south.
Yeah.
For my storage own place. Unit, basically. And a store. Yeah. yeah. Essentially just a storage unit. Yeah. It was awesome though.
Yeah.
When I went home and like had to have me time, it yeah. was fucking sick.
Yeah.
I fucking missed like being outside on the balcony. There's yeah. traffic outside. Yeah. People, pedestrians walking around.
Nice always we look have at birds it. Tweeting.
Birds tweeting.
Yeah. A rooftop patio. So oh, a whole rooftop. Yeah, there were barbecues. There were like tables for working or eating at. There was like the lounge area. It was like a really fucking nice place. It used to be a church, actually.
Okay.
It used to be a church, and then all my friends said I was a priest for the whole time.
Bless.
Yeah. Yeah, they would say that all the time.
Yeah.
It was fucking annoying. So I'm glad I'm not in there anymore.
Yeah.
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 Well, I guess the odds of that place being haunted.
Yeah, were pretty high.
High, but, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say pretty high.
High? I was going to say lower.
I would say high. Churches to me, fuck churches.
I guess they're creepy, yeah.
Yeah.
When they're not churches anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was like my first experience living away from home. I loved it. Mm-hmm. Just living away from home in general because yeah. mm-hmm. it was just exploring and making new friends.
Especially in a different city.
Yeah. Yeah,
big city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents hated it because I never talked to them unless yeah. I needed money. That was like, that was it.
You're just too busy, right?
Yeah. yeah. Like just fucking living life. Yeah. It was awesome. And the amount of like, the amount of people that I met, the amount of places that I went to, the amount of things that I experienced, even just within that 1 year,
mm-hmm.
was amazing.
Oh, yeah. I miss it, man. Fuck, yeah. I miss it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in the blues now.
I really yeah. miss down south. It's been Me a too. Fucking long time.
How about you, mister?
Yeah.
My first time living out on my own, I just turned 19.
Here?
Yeah, here in Ejalui. I was living at my dad's, and then I moved. I was house-sitting for a whole summer, and then So I used to work at the Starbucks here,
mm-hmm.
and one of my... Well, he was my supervisor at the time. I just went up there for a cup of coffee or something, and while I was leaving, he comes up to me, and he's like, hey, are you looking for a place to stay? Me and two other boys, we have a spot, and we have one room we're trying to fill, and I was like, yo, I've been literally looking for a place to live all summer. This is perfect. Yeah. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. So it was Sam Ilupalik, Johnny Mark, and Sam Dugalik. So they were my first roommates, and it was cool. I went there that night, checked out the place, and I was like, yep, this is a place.
Yeah.
These are three other stoners. Let's fucking do it. Hell yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that was my first experience. I moved in within a couple days, and man, ugh, it was quite an adventure. We were messy as fuck. I think it was all of our first times really living on our own.
Oh yeah, it sounds like
holy cow.
Mayhem.
And especially stoners too, and young, like, oh my god, it was so fucking
messy.
Yeah,
you're not gonna like make a schedule. Okay, you're this week, it's your turn to take all the girls. No,
fuck, hell that's not happening. Yeah. That place was a mess. Even one time our landlord came unannounced one time, and the place was a fucking mess. He walked in and he was so mad at us. It was like 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning. Oh, he's like, you guys are, get the fuck out. You guys are done. You guys are, you can't. Whoa. He didn't, he didn't, he couldn't.
Oh, you can't.
But like,
you also can't show up unannounced.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. So it was, we got lucky. But then at that point, we were like, oh my God, I don't know if I want to live here anymore. But the craziest part about living there, there was four of us in total. There was one master bedroom and then three regular bedrooms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We were paying, I think, $5,300 a month to live there. The one dude was paying $1,500 to be in the master bedroom, and the rest of us were paying $1,200 each.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And like, I was working a GN job at
the
time.
Where was this?
This was up at the plateau. And it was recently built. But
fuck.
Yeah, I know. I didn't really click into me for me until like 2 or 3 months in, when I realized like, wow, all together we're paying like over $5,000 to live here per month. And of course, because when I first heard about the place, I'm like, oh fuck yeah, I want to live on my own. Let's do it.
So it was a house, like a
yeah,
it was like a detached.
No, it was its own house. It was three stories, but the top floor was reserved for storage or something. So we had two floors. The second floor was all the bedrooms, and then the first floor was the living room and kitchen and stuff.
Brand new.
Yeah. It was built within 3 years or something like that.
So this guy, so $5,300 a month.
Yeah.
This guy was fucking like
raking it in.
Just topping his mortgage.
Raking it in.
Living.
4 years ago from now, like 4 years ago too. Like nothing was as expensive as it was now.
Seriously.
As it is now, yeah.
Like,
I just went in head first. I was like, fuck yeah, I'll live on my own. But then after 3 months, I'm like, holy cow, man, that's a lot of fucking money.
That's a lot of fucking
money. Yeah.
And what's a mortgage payment now? It's cheaper than renting, right? Like,
oh yeah, 100%.
I've never heard of a mortgage more than $3,000, I think.
No. That's high. Like a mortgage payment?
I've never, for the mortgages that I've been looking at, I haven't looked at paying more than like $1,800 a month. That's just for mortgage though.
Yeah,
that doesn't include utilities
and stuff.
Utilities.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff.
Probably but just still, $5,300, that guy's fucking raking it in.
Yeah, man. Seriously.
You could literally live off that comfortably. Like very, 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 very comfortably. Fucking comfortably.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Well, good for him.
Wild.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But then it's not really that surprising, right?
No.
Like,
up here, the way things go down.
Especially with that duplex that was put up for sale recently.
Yep.
$819,000 for one side.
One half of
for
a duplex.
Half of a duplex.
I've seen everyone fucking posting it and commenting on it.
Yeah, people are going in. People are furious.
It's too expensive. Is it a big place? Is it
It's
4-bedroom.
It's 2 floors definitely.
Two bathroom.
Yeah, 2 bathrooms, one on the first and one on the second floor.
So kind of like here, basically.
Yeah, similar to this place.
Yeah.
Probably a bit bigger.
But an extra bedroom.
Yeah. And I think a bit more square footage. I think it's a bit deeper, longer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Newer.
Yeah.
What? Like, when was this?
I have no idea. Yeah.
I was in the wrong person. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how much do you think that the place should be going for about?
This place, with a garage with three bedrooms and two floors and half a duplex was going for $550,000.
Wow. Yeah. This place here.
Yeah. But, so I would price that one at, it's kind of insane even to price it at $500,000, but yeah. I feel like that's what people would even do it anyways.
Yeah.
Like that's what people would do. And mm-hmm. then there's definitely going to be someone out there who's so desperate enough that they're going to want to buy it and they're not going to care how much
or rich enough.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that person that's selling it is setting the price, or like, is he setting the price, like on their own, or are they getting, is it appraised? Is it,
I think,
like,
you have to get it appraised.
You have to, right?
You advertise a price, but I mean, I think you could just list whatever price you want. Is that true?
Because I feel that it's like not that over the top. Because you look at every, you buy a house for $500,000, you're buying a fucking soapbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that $415,000 tiny house that was for sale recently.
It's tiny. It's old. It's outdated.
It's renovated. But it still looks like, to make it like a home, it needs a lot of work. It looks like a rental property.
That's,
it doesn't look like a home.
$415,000, you said?
Yeah. And that's one bedroom, two bedroom?
It's like listed as two, but it's definitely a one bedroom. Okay. One room is like fucking tiny.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like this other tiny house that was for sale in Apex that when that whole subdivision where across from the graveyard is, mm-hmm. when that whole subdivision was being built, they had this one house that was mainly just for, like, you know, all the office paperwork shit that you need for construction.
Okay. Yeah.
But then that house there, because it was considered like newer and all that kind of stuff, that sold for, I think it was around the same price, $415,000.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was newer. And it's an Apex, which like some people think is a good and a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like that area I would not buy a house in that area because of how marshy it is. The concrete in that area is always shifting.
Yeah. Yeah.
But to go back to that house, so $800,000, is it that unreasonable?
I'm going to say yes.
When I saw it, I was like, well, I don't see what the whole shebang is about, because every house here is fucking expensive.
Yeah.
There's houses that are more expensive than that. I haven't seen the place, right?
Yeah.
We're going to have to go and drive by, and I want to see it.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Because if you buy a house for, $500,000, like I was saying, it's not that big of a house, first of all.
Yeah.
This one has two stories.
Yeah.
Fairly brand new.
Yeah.
Fairly new.
Yeah.
Utilidor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's at least, you know, $650,000-$700,000, right?
Yeah. To me, the big thing is just that it's a duplex. I think if it was a standalone house, I see it as half a house.
Mm-hmm.
I would say okay, I understand, mm-hmm. but the fact that you're attached to someone else's house too, that's a lot.
Shared driveway.
Is fucking tiny too.
Yeah,
the driveway is tiny.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's so small. You can fit two, maybe three vehicles on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can't fit like a boat. You can't fit any other things that you would need if you were someone that. If you were like, if you had a boat or if you had skidoos or if you had anything like that, that's not something you could have unless you like you extend or level out the rest of the lot mm-hmm. or the rest of your side of the lot.
More expensive.
Yeah. Which is so much more expensive.
But I kind of want to defend the person a little bit. Of course it's like insanely expensive.
It's a lot of money.
Right. But nowadays the market's super tight, right? It's kind of a smart move. They'll probably sell it, you know.
Yeah.
And some people that are gonna live happily there and pay a mortgage for the next clutch of years.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
It is kind of outrageous though. That's an expensive fucking half of a duplex.
Yeah. Like for example, there was this house for sale recently or like a few months ago in Plateau. And that was for sale for like $750,000, and I'm pretty sure it was a two bedroom plus a den, so a two bedroom house plus a den.
That's expensive.
Yeah, in Plateau, and I think that was like the selling point. It has an amazing view, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But like that's, I feel like that's when stuff started to kind of skyrocket even more.
It's getting out of hand. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like it was still expensive to begin with, but it was a little more imaginable, manageable.
Yeah.
But now that it's like, now that it's up, like up, up, like who the fuck is going to have like $800,000?
Sorry to cut it up. He's just clawing at his,
collar.
He's trying to get his collar off. Yeah.
Okay. But like, it's insane because if someone's willing to pay $820,000 for a duplex, how much are people going to be willing to pay for a standalone house?
Yeah, seriously. You know? Yeah.
Like for a standalone house, 4-bedroom, it could even still be a fixer upper and people could still sell it for like $800,000 and then people are going to be like, oh, it was cheaper than this half a duplex that was for sale. Yeah. You know?
So they're comparing and like, I don't know.
I think what's also crazy to think about is if they were selling it as a whole unit, both sides, would they sell it for $1.6 million?
Yeah, double that.
I think that's how I see it is. That's a lot of fucking money.
It is a lot of money.
Now,
it would that sell? Is
now, and it also everything's flown in, right? The lumber.
Yeah.
Either flown in or sea lift.
Sea lift or it's mostly sea lift, I guess. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Which is expensive, right? Yeah. And here the houses are not built on the ground. They're elevated.
Yeah.
So they'll drill hosts. They'll drill holes and put posts in.
Yeah.
And I think the rate for per post now is $3,000.
Per post?
Per hole. Damn. I think it's every hole they drill is $3,000. Jesus. So now think of that. All right. So that's $3,000 a post. You don't have just 4 posts.
Yeah.
Like there's...
Well, like 16. Like,
I would say 16, like 20.
20, yeah. 20 posts.
Yeah.
So that's $6,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's 60 grand, 70 grand, something like that.
Major brain fart. But yeah. No, that's just for the foundation.
Yeah.
Right? Now, think about everything else that has to, you know,
everything
come up
else.
Here by boat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not like we have a Home Depot around the corner, right?
Yeah.
So everything is already expensive. Yeah. Well, I know everything is expensive off the bat. Now, is that half a duplex outrageous? I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like there's a mob mentality about like behind it all. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen the place. Mm-hmm. I had never bought a house.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. It is important to see both sides, though.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
In that perspective, too.
But it is fucking mind-boggling that to buy a house, you're spending almost $1 million.
Yeah.
$1 million.
Which is insane. Yeah. $1 million duplex.
Mm-hmm. How would you call half of a duplex? A uniplex.
Uniplex? Uniplex?
Yeah, I don't know the term.
I'm going to Google that. What is half a duplex called?
Yeah.
What is half a duplex called?
A or B.
But because after I saw that, I I was frustrated after seeing that.
Yeah.
100%. I was frustrated.
Because you've been thinking about buying a house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to buy a house.
And it's discouraging, right?
Very discouraging to see a price like that and be like, wow, is that the fucking standard now all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because after that, I was like, okay, how do I get my hands on like a condemned house? Or like, what's
a fixer upper?
Yeah. A fixer upper, yeah. Mm-hmm. How do I get my hands on that kind of house? So I posted on my Facebook like a few months ago because I had the exact same thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I just posted.
That was just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago.
Like even like last week or something. I remember that,
I'm going to turn the lights on.
Yeah, now it's getting dark.
Yeah, it's getting dark.
The middle one right there.
So then I had some people commenting, and then one person said that it, like since the city kind of owns all the lots or they're in charge of distributing all of the lots and stuff, then that's who I should talk to. So I called the lands administrator. To see like how do I buy like a condemned home or how do I buy like a lot that's not being in use right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what they were saying is that the city is buying some of those condemned homes and then they're going to put them out for a request for proposal. Okay, so yeah. What they're going to do is if you go to the city website, you can go to the, I'm trying to remember what tab it is.
Cityofiqaluit.com?
Iqaluit.ca. You go there and then you look for the tenders and something. It's on the tip of my fucking tongue because I was looking at it yesterday.
But you can go and write up a proposal to buy a fixer-upper house or a lot.
Yeah. So what they do is they'll put it out and then they'll have their request for proposal out. So you go to
city.departments. Go to departments.
And then there is.
Oh, no. I didn't try to click.
Tenders and.
Okay, so you go to business, and then you go to tenders and proposals.
Tenders and proposals.
Yeah, and then it's gonna have like this kind of like graph come down, and I was looking through the graph and looking for anything that was related to housing mm-hmm. or related to lots or anything like that, because what they were saying is that the city of Iqaluit can get those lots back, and they'll put them up for proposal, and then what that means is that you have to write a proposal for what you're going to do, if you're either going to renovate it, tear it down and build something else. Yeah, anything like that. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if you have to, but from what I was reading yesterday is that you need to attach a number to it. So you need to say how much you would buy it for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then if there are multiple people requesting for that proposal or applying to that proposal,
is that the biggest bidder.
So either the biggest bidder or whatever the city is happiest with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So like recently, it says in there actually January 11th that there were two lots for sale along the Apex Road, which is Nyahungu-Riasiak Road. It's a fucking long name.
Very nice.
But it goes from like, it's the road that goes from all the way to Apex all the way to the old airport.
Yeah.
So that all that one road is that one road. So it's like lot 859 and 852.
There's houses there or?
No.
It's just a lot.
It's just that open space, like past the AWG.
Yeah. No, it's where those big golf balls used to be.
Yeah.
Wait,
used to be? Aren't they still there?
They're not there. No. The golf balls aren't there anymore.
Yeah, there's just a platform.
The buildings are still there, but those golf balls aren't there anymore.
My mom used to say that was E.T.'s landing site when I was a kid.
Yo, that is cute as fuck.
I believed it for a long time.
Yeah.
No, that's lot 3 what?
Yeah, lot 852, actually.
Yeah. It's actually lot 892.
Okay.
But that one was for sale recently or put up for proposal. And then there was a lot across from it, too, where that big rock is.
Yeah.
The
one that's about to tip over.
Yeah, it looks like it's supposed to tip over. How the hell did it get there?
Yeah.
Rock.
There's a legend behind rocks that are like that all around Nunavut. I can talk about that another time, though. Those two lots were for sale and nobody knew about it from what I know for the amount of people looking for the homes, for the amount of people looking for lots, for the amount of people looking for housing.
Especially nowadays.
Nobody knew about it. Yeah. So I emailed.
How'd you find out?
Because I was looking. I called the city.
So you did your research, you called them, you were.
Yeah. Cause I was so frustrated cause I'm not paying $820,000 for half a duplex.
No.
Yeah.
I am not doing that in any capacity whatsoever.
No. Yeah.
So I will buy like an abandoned or condemned home and fix it up or fucking build a new one, you know?
Yeah.
So I did that and I emailed the people that are kind of in charge of that proposal to see if they would reply and no one's replied yet. And the land administrator, so the person that was kind of telling me through this whole process, said that... said that just to call back every once in a while to see if there are any lots or houses that are going to be up for proposal. So I have a calendar. So I put on my calendar for every month of the 22nd.
Of every month?
Yeah. So the 22nd of every month, I'm going to call. And I'm like, hey, what's up? Is there anything happening? Is there anything going on?
Yeah, yeah. You got any lots?
Yeah, got any lots? Got any house for sale?
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's crazy that it's so hard up here. My question, so let's say you buy
$820,000.
So you buy a house and you're let's say your mortgage payments are $1,300 a month. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to rent out your place for a room.
Yep.
A room.
Yes.
In your house.
Yes.
For $1,300 a month.
Yes. Yeah.
You can live like that.
Yes.
Now, if you go down south, you buy a house, let's say for, I don't know, $25,000.
Yeah.
$30,000.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And your mortgage payment is the same, probably, right? You're allowed down south to rent out a room for $1,300 a month. Like, I wonder what the difference is between their mortgage payments and the rental for a room is.
Yeah.
Like, how is it up here that people are getting away with charging people their mortgage and then they're just living sucking the life out of other people to pay their mortgage?
Well, it really is the monopoly. Like, we don't have a selection at all here.
Not at all.
Anytime even a room is posted for rent, right? There's 10 people hopping on it within 10 minutes.
Within 10 fucking minutes.
Yeah. I'm looking for a place. My girlfriend's looking for a place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents just recently got the boot for whatever fucking stupid reason.
Yeah.
They're looking for a place. And it's, especially because everyone's here now and staying here because of COVID.
Yeah.
There's no room for play.
Yeah. Like, seriously.
It's hard times now. It is fucking hard. To look for a place.
Yeah.
It's difficult. Let alone buy a place. If you buy a place, I'll rent a room off of you. I'll pay your mortgage payments. I don't care. No carpet, though.
No carpet. Yes. No carpet. I don't like carpet.
Little flashback.
Full circle, baby. Oh,
but it's crazy. So, from what I've been seeing, if you're getting a mortgage and say a house is $400,000, but say you put I think it's 25 or 20% more, or what is it? 10%. So you'd be, my math might be fucking off here, but
we're no experts here.
Yeah. So say you have a $350,000 mortgage and say you have good credit score. I think your mortgage payments are about $1,800
a
month. But say you have three or four bedrooms, you rent out one or two bedrooms, you're paying for your mortgage with one bedroom and
making profit.
And you now still have an extra bedroom to live in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's no rule of how much there's a going rate here in town to rent a room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is there a rule for I guess they can't do that, right?
No,
they can't make a rule, so
because that's
a
their certain property
percentage,
right?
So now, do you need a business license?
No,
you don't need a business license to do that. So you can buy a house and rent out all four of your rooms, let's say, and get five times your mortgage payment, and you can live at your girlfriend's place who has housing, through college, I guess, or something, right? You're basically just fucking raking it in.
Yeah.
Which is what people do here. Yeah. It is happening.
Yeah, yes. Big time.
To me, it's not right.
So do you guys think that someone's allowed to say, my job is being a landlord? Do you guys think that's acceptable? I think that's a concept that people don't like, is that you're living off of just your property. Some people don't like that. What do you guys think?
Well, if they don't like, I don't like it. But it's happening.
Yeah.
You're making money.
Yeah.
Which, you know, all rights to people that are making money, right? But here, it's such an issue. Like, it's such an issue now. Mm. I don't know. And then can you regulate that? Can you regulate, putting a percentage on how much people are paying for their mortgage? Are you allowed to go and look into how much people are paying for their mortgage? Can you, you can't regulate that, right? Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think it's ethically wrong for someone to be living off of other people's having to pay this fee of renting?
Of course it's wrong, because it has a lot of bad negative effects here, right?
It's
housing crisis, obviously, right?
Yeah.
But
it's business.
We're capitalisto, you know?
Very much, yes.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? How do you regulate it? You can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm very on the fence about it because since the new year started, I've been really into how to make money, how to make my money work for me and all that kind of stuff. Because I was fucking horrible with money. Mm-hmm. And then this year I was just, after I paid off all my debts, I was like, okay, how do I go the other way now?
Yeah. How do I go the other way? Make money.
So I think
Just buy a duplex, dude. The whole duplex and then sell half.
Yeah, exactly. I'll do that. I'll keep that in mind. But I'm on the fence about it because these people could be charging a lot less, you know, and still making money.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be paying. You don't have to ask for your mortgage back. You can ask. You don't have to ask for your mortgage back five times or fivefold, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just ask for your mortgage back like twofold or something like that. Like,
yeah.
Be less of an asshole about it.
Ethical.
And I understand that, like, the rate for rooms is, I'd say, between like $1,000 to like $1,300, $1,400.
Yeah.
I think that's like a good rough estimate to say it's
that's a going price
yeah. In town, yeah.
But
for a room.
For a room.
Yeah. Just you're sharing the kitchen, sharing the toilet, sharing the shower.
With probably two other people.
Yeah.
Two other tenants.
Mm-hmm. So
one fridge.
Yeah.
Which is, my God. It's so hard to share.
It's hard to share space.
Such a brutal.
Yeah.
It's so hard. Like,
when I was living here, that deep freeze was fucking awesome.
Saved our ass.
That deep freeze is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. It's brutal. And because our fridge is tiny.
Yeah.
It's half a freezer, half a fridge. And
which makes no sense. The design of that fridge is fucking stupid.
Yeah, so for real. Stupid. Why make that cut between the freezer and the fridge that long?
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Anyway,
veered a bit.
That's fine. But it's crazy. Or, like, I'm on the fence about it because it's something that I want to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I want to buy a house. I want to live in it, rent out a room or two.
Make money off of it, right?
Make money off of it.
But then, where does it stop?
Yeah. You know? Where's the line?
Yeah. And then who sets it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That person's going to sell that house. And like you said, it's going to set a standard for the rest of the...
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, like...
Is it the real estate agents? Like, is it... Like,
no. What? It's just the market.
Do we even have real estate
agents? There's a real
estate... Okay, there's a
dealer. There's a dealer. I think there's a couple.
Property guys. I don't know if they're still here. And there also used to be Igloo Realty.
Igloo,
I think Igloo Realty is discontinued because I remember when I first started looking at buying a house that I would go on their website too.
Yeah.
But their website just doesn't work anymore.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Atilu's does. And like, he's selling houses.
Yeah.
Like, not frequently, but when they do go up, they sell like that.
Hot case.
Like, instant.
Yeah.
There were two duplexes on like lower plateau that sold like within the week.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane how quickly things.
Well, there's so much people here, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's so much people and so little place.
Yeah.
So little room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They should expand. Put lots all the way to Apex, right?
Yeah.
Let people build. What's?
I think from what I heard,
we're gonna have to get Kenny back on for the podcast.
I would love that.
I would love
totally.
These questions would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would love to come back on too. Yeah. We can get rid of him.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kenny for talking your ass off.
Yeah. Thanks, looking forward to having you back on.
We love you, bro.
But I know here at Road to Nowhere, this whole road there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it was 3 years ago they were talking about expanding that.
Yeah.
And I've heard also Plateau, all the way down that way.
Because
there's a whole long ass road. You guys ever been
bad
down
wind there?
There,
though?
Yeah.
All the snow there.
Yeah.
Which is why there's snow blockers up here, right? Same reason.
Yeah.
Because the snow drifts just fucking.
Yeah. But I heard they were trying to expand out there.
Mm-hmm. And so they should, man.
Yeah,
like, seriously. We're bubbling.
Yeah.
This city is, and like the amount of cars we get every seal of season.
Seriously. There's more cars than people here.
Yeah.
There's
we're talking about
insane. More. Yeah. I don't believe that theory, though.
You don't believe that theory? Okay. That's fair.
Because, cars, so there's at least one person per car.
Yeah.
I would say so.
And they have families.
A lot of houses have two vehicles.
Yeah,
and then scrap vehicles. Yeah, but, and then the garages have 100, 150 cars per garage sitting outside.
But then
also just because there used to be that scrap dump behind Apex.
Yeah.
There used to be there's scrap fucking.
Okay, so
everywhere.
Scrap. Okay, including scrap. Scrap.
Okay, including scraps and stuff. Not all like working vehicles. Yeah. But like if.
And then if you like add on skidoos and ATVs and stuff too, that that's 100%. A whole new conversation. But
yeah,
if it was just vehicles in general, we'd be taken over by vehicles.
Yeah.
Look, I just Googled it. Average number of people per family in Canada. Oh wait, I try to Google per household.
What'd you Google?
3.8 average number of people per household, per family, I guess, in Nunavut, which is the highest.
It is called a halfplex. Half of a duplex is a half.
That makes so much
half-plex. Sense. Sorry. Yeah. I just needed to put that in there.
That gave me a complex. Because I was wondering about it.
Bitch, you about to get a suplex right now.
Let's go for a smoke.
All right, we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. We love you very, 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 very much. Very long time.
Just three cats.
That was good.
Again, good bumps. Half chub.
Full chub for me, baby.
Oh, yeah?
Raccoons,
full
bro.
Full chub, no pullback. Full chub, no pullback.
No pullback. I like that.
Cheers, boys.
Touchback, yes.
Cheers.
Pullback, no. But, yeah. So we have more cars here, traffic here at like lunchtime, 5 o'clock or like around 9 in the morning.
Which is like government hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Traffic is insane.
Holy fuck is it ever now.
Like all the way up here to the
uptown, quick stop.
Uptown quick stop. Yeah. So you're waiting there all the way down. It's like imagine working at RBC.
Yeah.
And you got a car, right?
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'd go to work at like 9:30.
Yeah.
Take my lunch at 12:30, come back at 1:30, you know?
Yeah.
Go offset a bit, but then I guess you can't do that business hours, right?
Man, I don't understand how I don't know if it was us that talked about it before, but there should be like three separate lunch times.
I agree.
Like
that. Yes. I have a theory too. You know Rush Hour, the movie, Jackie Chan and
which one?
Chris Tucker?
Yes.
You know how in the beginning Chris Tucker is like directing the traffic with his whistle?
Yeah.
I think they should have in the summer at least,
yeah.
They should have someone standing there in the middle of that intersection and all this huge lineup, let 10 cars through, you know?
Yeah.
You, come on, go, go, go. Okay, stop. And then let two cars over here go, rather than have like one, right?
Yeah.
Have someone stand there.
Yeah, that would cut so much time. Even for just real. One traffic light, one, just one right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we need. A four-sided traffic light.
Yeah.
Annoy the fuck out of people because it's something different. You know?
Yeah. But people don't like change.
I know.
It's so annoying to deal with this traffic. Yeah. Especially in the past 2 years, maybe a year. It's been crazy.
And it's worse.
Take half an hour to get
It's worse if you don't have a car.
Yeah.
Because you call a cab and then your cab takes forever. So you got to call 20 minutes in advance.
It takes
so and then when you call 20 minutes in advance, it just so happens the cab's there right away.
Yeah.
So now you're 20 minutes early.
Yeah.
And if you call 5 minutes in advance, the cab's there 20 minutes later. Yeah, somehow they fucking know.
Yeah.
Or like you're waiting for a cab. The second you light your cigarette.
Yeah. Pulls
fucking
up.
Cab pulls up. Yeah.
Yeah.
They should do something about it.
Yeah. Seriously. What I don't understand is how we don't have public transport. And I've asked that question to people before and they're like, oh, it didn't work. We tried it 20 years ago, 15 years ago.
They tried it already?
Apparently they tried to have a bus system.
That was 15, 20 years ago.
Exactly. There was not the amount of people there are here now. I don't understand. Two, three buses just go from Apex, do the ring road, go to the airport, come back. If they did that 5 times a day, bro, the traffic would be cut so hard.
Do you think so?
I think so, for sure.
I think so, too, yeah.
Like,
or do you think there would just be less cabs in use?
Yeah, that, for sure.
But then there'd still be cabs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, do 2 runs a day even.
Yeah, exactly. You know? The rush hours.
Yeah.
Or easy. Like break times, like 10 and 3 in the afternoon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it will work really well.
I think it would spend the taxpayers' money, you know, and put it back into the taxpayers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
Because there are a few, like, there's one bus stop that's right in front of the hospital. I never thought I don't know if there are any other bus stops downtown.
Yeah, it's a designated bus stop, but nobody uses it.
When you, like, hit Apex, there's, like, a little miniature bus stop.
But I guess that one's so cute.
That's for the school. That's
so cute.
Oh, yeah. It is cute.
Yeah, it's for the school bus.
It's because there's that little subdivision by the beach.
Oh, yeah.
So there's, like, a couple houses there with kids, so they I think they set it up specifically.
I never thought of that, having a bus.
Yeah. I think it would work really well, especially, like, a little bit more affordable. Maybe you have to wait a little bit, but like,
but at least knowing that there are certain times that you have to
get a ride this
time. Yeah.
For $3.
Yeah.
And
you get like a month pass for like,
yeah.
How much is the month pass down south for like a bus pass?
Probably like
$20.
Yeah.
$20.
$20-$30.
Do it like fucking $40-$50 a year. You know, just boom.
And even a short bus that cuts 20 cars from the line.
For real. There.
And if you have two or three, easy.
No, a bus and Chris Tucker at the Four Corners.
Dope. Yeah. What, like, what, so it's for the people listening, what do you guys think? Like, what do you guys think would be great to have a bus system here if you do live in Iqaluit or have experienced Iqaluit traffic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, do you think a bus system would be beneficial here? Like, let us know.
Students.
Students,
workers. Fucking, you know, anyone and anywho.
People who don't have a car.
People that don't have
a lot of us.
Yeah. A lot of people walking.
Yeah, seriously.
And then when you start looking for a car, it's impossible to find a car.
Yeah.
Or at least when an affordable car comes up, it's just snatched up like that.
Yeah.
wild.
Unless you're lucky like me, right?
Yeah.
And this town is only fucking growing at a crazy rate right now, too.
It's eventually going to be needed.
Right? So needed. Yeah.
We need a tramway.
What the fuck is a tramway?
Is it called a tramway? A tram, like a, like rails, like a train.
Okay, like in Toronto.
Yeah,
like where they have like
it was just a bad joke.
Okay,
yeah, we don't need a tramway.
No, but I definitely think public transport would be a fucking awesome thing.
Yeah,
I think it would take a while for it to like kind of pick up and people start to use it more often though.
Yeah,
but I think it'd be worth it.
And ooh, I think right away people would get into it.
Yeah.
Everyone.
And why not start now instead of in 10 years when we're fucking double the population?
Double the density. Everything.
Yeah. Especially in the summer when people are here to work.
Yeah.
Like,
Much traffic.
It just doesn't make sense to me. And the only argument against it that I've heard is, oh, it didn't work 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bruh, there was half the people here 15 years ago.
Like, also fucking paved the roads.
Yeah.
In the springtime here, the fucking potholes is mental. God,
it's ridiculous.
It's horrible. You go and buy your coffee, you do two stop signs, and your coffee's gone.
Right? Yeah. How much is it to pave a road, though? Like, do you guys
That's a question for Gunnok. He did his research on that. He really was actually trying to start a...
paving company?
Paving company.
Because it... paving the roads would be a lot less expensive than paying to fix the roads and grate the roads all the fucking
every
time.
Every week, every few days. Every
fucking second day.
Seriously.
Every day they're the graders out.
Especially through Apex. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
That place gets bad.
Or like right near Inuksugait. Like, road like across the cop shop.
Well, going up the plateau. Holy fuck. You get that to just fucking washboard. Going up.
Yeah.
Because like you drive around town in the springtime, it's shitty. But then you go to the airport, that nice, slick, fucking long stretch.
It feels so good.
Apparently, they paved Ring Road for when the Queen was coming to visit. They paved it for the fucking Queen.
Mm-hmm. And then when... the only reason I heard that we paved the airport road was because Justin Trudeau was coming.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, are they more important than the actual residents who are here 365 days a year?
I feel like it's kind of like a backwards thing to do that because we're putting money into paving a road that we probably don't have the money for, but we're paving it because there are people coming.
Yeah.
So they probably think, the people that are coming up here probably think like, oh, they have enough money to do what they need.
But then we don't have the money to pave it. But then... we're paying. The city has employees
band-aided
up, like the machinery
Yeah.
Constantly maintaining the roads. Pave it.
Yeah. I think also we don't have a proper drainage system for the water. Like, it doesn't seem... Well, I don't know for sure. I'm no fucking expert. But it doesn't seem like we've put in time to understand how the water drains from the top of up here all the way down through the whole city. It just... The potholes get filled every single time. The roads get flooded. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like...
And I guess with, like, thawing, expanding, and then shrinking.
Yeah.
But that road to federal, to the airport is nice.
Yeah.
And it's been beautiful. Nice. Ever since they did it.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Past few years.
Super enjoyable. I love stomping on the gas when I hit that road. Right after the RCMP station.
Yeah.
It's smooth.
So nice. Yeah.
So public transport would be great. That's a great business idea for anyone out there.
Yeah. Set
up a public transport business.
Yeah, bring up a bus.
Bring up a bus and just fucking get your, what is it, class 3 license?
Yeah.
I think class 1, class 3, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Drive a bus around.
Yeah.
Like what Nunavut Marketing did, kind of like in a different way.
Yeah.
But just like...
They saw a niche and...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Delivering fucking mail to people. Yeah. You know? That's fucking...
Waiting in line for people.
Yeah.
He doesn't even wait in line though.
No, yeah. He has his own like, oh, well, I'm going to come to the back door and...
Yeah. He goes to like a back door and then he fills up his van, goes and delivers all of his mail, goes back, picks up whatever else mail is there. He doesn't have to wait in line. He just walks in and all the mail is there ready for him.
Yeah.
And it's like a one-man show.
Yeah,
he's alone doing that.
Yeah, I think he has employees now. Last time I talked to him, he was working on getting a couple more vehicles and trying to hire people to help him out.
Because he's probably expanding, like.
Yeah, and that's a niche market that's easy to expand right away. Yeah. Like,
that didn't even start until like October.
Yeah,
October, November, something like that.
And he's booming.
Oh yeah. Oh just yeah.
Good for him, man.
Yeah, seriously. Shout out to Jacinto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever thought about starting up any businesses?
I have. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, that's fair. Keep it niche.
Me and the boys want to start our own record label, for sure.
Yeah, oh, well, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah. I mean, Akuluk, they've done amazing things for us artists here, but we just want to do it on our own now. I feel like that's where we're at. We just want it to be our thing.
Yeah.
We want it to be our music. We put it all out, all ourselves. And we're friends with all the artists here in Iqaluit, at least. Maybe not all of Nunavut, but...
And there has to be a fucking upcoming of new artists. Younger, like the younger generation's got to be like...
Totally.
Just full of...
Energy. They just
talent,
want
right?
it. Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah.
There's so much new... like
hunger.
Yeah.
This podcast, like there's so much... new shit coming along.
Yeah,
we deserve at least, I guess, public transportation and a fucking affordable house.
Yeah.
What about you? I've had a million ideas for starting up businesses.
Yeah,
the one that
Kunuk.
He has some great ideas, but I think we have very different ideas.
Yeah.
So like one that I want to do and I guess that I will do eventually is to start up a production company, like my own production company do that. I wanted to get my real estate license.
Yeah.
And then like a lot like that one that was for sale where all those golf balls used to be, I would do that. And then on that lot build, I don't know what the rules and regulations are, but to build like tiny homes on there.
Yeah.
And build like four or five of them.
Tiny home.
And live in one.
I would fucking live in a sea can.
Yeah.
I would like.
Yeah.
Love, actually. I'd love that, right?
I'd love the minimal cleanup. I'm a fucking lazy fuck.
As long as it's warm.
Yeah.
Accessible, not too far.
Yeah.
So that's one idea that I had. And also just to make housing more accessible and more affordable. Because if you're living in a tiny house, I'm not going to make you pay fucking $1,300 a month to live in it, you know?
Yeah.
Although down south, tiny houses are fucking expensive. Like,
yeah, they are.
But up here, it's we need that kind of shit now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? I want to get my helicopter license to start an outfitting business and just kind of take people on helicopter tours around Iqaluit because I think that'd be fucking cool.
Yeah.
And also just like, just for me, just to fly a fucking helicopter. That'd be awesome.
One of my family members in Gujarat has exactly that. He has he owns a helicopter and he just takes people out on tours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to do that. I want to get a little bit into trades and do more like construction and stuff because I feel like woodwork and all that kind of stuff looks like a ton of fun and it's like much needed up here.
Yeah.
It's fun, man.
Yeah.
That's what my brother does, just woodwork.
Yeah.
He loves it.
So I feel like if I ever needed like a job or something and I need something to fall back on, just be like, hey, anyone need help building a house? Anyone need help? Like, anyone want to go for a helicopter ride? Anyone want to fucking, you know, live in a fucking tiny home?
For real?
Anyone want to like hire me to make you a commercial?
Yeah.
That's just I'm trying to do different things so I'm not limited to just making money from one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a term I'm thinking of. I shouldn't have even said anything.
The thing is up here, like to start a, like let's say to fire up a business, like a store or you like provide certain services, you need a place where your headquarters are, your offices. That's what's hard up here.
Yeah.
It's finding a lot, a place, a fucking, you know, an office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like we're lacking land here.
Not at all. You find a place, it's fucking expensive. So then making money is, that's what, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's easier for me just because it's something I'm really interested in and something I've been like researching for the past like 4 years. It's like how to buy a house, you know, how to buy a house up here, how to buy a house in general, how to get land and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I think I've talked to enough people and I kind of know who to talk to and who to contact and all that kind of stuff to be like, hey, like, can I rent a space in your office? Can I rent a space in here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like not even, maybe not even just to fucking work in, but for like,
creative
to
space.
Get a creative space.
Yeah.
But to get like a business license, you need to attach an address to it. You need to attach a physical address to it. So from what I've heard from some people is that they'll rent like a tiny dinky little office for like $300 a month,
just to have
they can say that address.
Okay.
But then you can write off your rent for that space as an expense.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you get that money back.
Yeah.
So you're not spending $300. You're saving $300 and then getting it back when taxes roll around and stuff like that. It's kind of crazy that the advantages of owning your own business and having life air quote life things as expenses is insane.
Yeah.
Like you can live theoretically for free
off of your business.
Off of your business. Yeah. It's
but then you got to turn a profit.
You do.
Yeah.
Technically, yes. It's weird because you could still have that business, but you could still work whatever job you need to. So you could have like a full-time job. You could have multiple streams of income. Kind of like what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to have all these different skills so that if I ever need to make money during like an off season of helicopter flying, then I can do like fall videography. Like videography and film production stuff I could do all year round. I could make videos of me doing any of these different things, helicopter flying. Who the fuck wouldn't want to watch
carpentry.
That in Nunavut?
Yeah. Just fucking carpentry. Make a coffee table like Jesus did.
Yeah, exactly.
Film it and then, you know.
Yeah. And then like, who the fuck isn't going to like, first of all, there is no content coming out of Nunavut. There's some content, but it's not frequent enough and it's not like long enough and people. And I'm not saying it's people's fault, but people don't really know what they're doing. And that's okay, you know? As long as you start and as long as you get that ball rolling, then you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
But some people either don't want to do it at all or wait until there's this one thing and then start, but then they want to wait until there's another thing and then start.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of just starting. The sooner you start, the sooner you're going to either make money from it, learn from it, or get better from it.
Yeah. Yo, real quick shout out my parents. There's only one time in my life where each of them had a regular job, 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
Every other time in my life, they were always doing something creative or like doing what they actually wanted. Like I never came home from school. My parents were still at work for 2 hours. Like every time I went to school, my parents were still at home. They were working at home. Come home from school, they're working at home.
I
never really asked them too much about it, but that's so fucking cool and it's so possible.
Fucking like Matthew jewelry, he does jewelry, you know.
Yeah,
it's nice creating art, fucking, you know, what's her name? Victoria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She makes jackets. Yeah. You know? But then, it's just so complicated for me because you got to get a business license. You got to have an address, like you said. Yeah. You got to have, you know. Maybe I should just fucking start sculpting. Do sculptures. Do it.
Fuck yeah.
I've done a couple. They're fucking nice.
Yeah.
Fucking give her
multifaceted as fuck. You can do whatever the fuck you want, Bernard.
I
can do
whatever the fuck I want. Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You have all kinds of skills. I've
just been fucking wasting my talent away, though. This past year, I've been doing fuck all. Just sitting on my ass.
Yeah. I feel like there are things you've probably done this year that you probably wouldn't have done other years that you probably would have put off.
Yeah.
Like, there are things... When you don't have time to do things, you're going to do...
I pulled out a few people out of, like, the ditch when there was a blizzard.
That? the little things.
There was one truck. He went out to collect water from the river.
Yeah.
But he drove a little too far on the ice. Pulled him out.
Nice. Yes.
That's the kind of stuff that keeps me going, you know?
Yeah, man. Cheers to that.
A little karma points.
Cheers.
Yeah. Episode 11. It's going fast, eh?
Yeah. Seriously.
We'll be at 25 weeks, before we know it.
Seriously.
Oh, that's going to be so cool.
11 weeks, boys. So
cool. Yeah.
We've kept it going every week. We've never missed a week. I think that's fucking awesome.
It's late. One day.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
But that's one day out of 11 weeks.
Seriously.
I'm looking forward to all the next guests.
Yeah. We're all looking at our calendar and guests. We're all admiring. Yeah. It's like, wow, we've released an episode every single week.
Andrew,
we're almost done the Kenny first Bell, top half Reed, of the year.
Knees.
Seriously.
Chad.
We're almost finished a fucking quarter of our year.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Tax season. Boys. Oh yeah, tax season is just around the corner too, eh?
It's right here now.
It's now.
Yeah. I am slacking on that hard. Yeah.
Catch up.
Yeah.
I've got like 11 T4s because I've had like 11 different jobs this past year. Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But this is exciting. This is a great project that we have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited.
I want to do a shout out. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Puttick podcast. They came out with their.
Fuck yeah.
I wanted to mention it.
Hell yeah.
And we never asked them if we could, but I'm just going to fucking do it, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking do it.
Puttick podcast. P A T I K podcast. They just came out with their first episode.
Yeah.
They're three buddies playing cards.
Three friends.
Three friends. Yeah. Three friends.
That's awesome.
Playing cards. Yeah. Tune in. I think they're going to have guests on.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to listening to them too.
Oh yeah, some boys.
Another Coward podcast. So we need. They tried having a limousine here.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up.
Yeah. But apparently, it fucking
it flopped within a couple months. I think.
Too many people puking in there is what I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, because people are partying, right?
Yeah.
It's my birthday. Let's rent a limousine.
Fucking get a limo.
Yeah.
Let's get bottles in this bitch.
Why is your garbage bags on your seats, Mr. Driver? Like, you can't have that, right?
So would you have to have like a special liquor license, I guess, to be able to like have liquor in a vehicle, right? Because that's a whole nother.
I don't know if they were serving booze.
Or if they were even allowed to have their own bottles in there.
I'm not sure. I don't know if having like the driver's area completely separate.
Yeah.
I think that might have something to do with that. Yeah. That might be like a loophole, but I've never driven a limo and I don't
But then you can't, like you can't have a trailer in the back of your pickup truck and then just have people drinking in there.
Yeah. I guess there's a special license.
I guess so. Yeah. There has to be.
Yeah. There has to be.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been in a limo? I've never been in a limo.
Yeah. Because I went to Montreal because it was their graduating year when I was there.
Who's?
So I went to secondary five in Montreal.
Okay. Yeah.
And I went into the year knowing I wasn't going to graduate.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
then everyone
you
was.
Just attended the party.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but then I had my crew and they fucking, we went all out, rented a limousine to pull us up to the final graduation ceremony or the. Mm-hmm. Not graduation ceremony, but the party.
Yeah.
What's it called? So we pulled up there. Prom. There we go. I was like, what? There's a word. There's a fucking word. We pulled up to the prom, the limo, and then it picked us up, brought us to our hotel after. Yeah. And it was so sick. We got in the limo from prom.
Yeah.
And we were heading to our hotel, but then someone was like, yo, I fucking want McDonald's.
Oh, sick.
So we pulled up to McDonald's in a limo, all our tuxes and dresses and everything, walked in. Yo, I want a 10-piece nugget, some fries. It was so sick.
We put it balling on my car.
Yeah.
Yeah. High schoolers.
Just fucking mucking some I've McDonald's never been in a limo. Oh,
I want to do that, like, that typical, like, movie scene where you're standing up out of the sunroof.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
fucking right.
I want to get a fitted suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to get a suit like
tailored to you.
Tailored.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. To my fucking flat ass.
Oh, yeah.
And fuck, I want to be fucking drunk out of the sunroof of a limousine. That's definitely on my bucket list.
Man, when I worked at First Air ticket counter, we had like a uniform that we would wear.
Yeah.
And it was basically everything formal except a jacket. But then I was allowed to wear like a suit jacket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I would go to work all dressed up. And it was funny because I'm the same position as everyone else, but I look like that guy who has all the information because I'm all dressed up and suited up.
Yeah.
So whenever anyone had a question, I'm like, oh, yeah, of course, I got you. What do you need? What do you need? Yeah. I'm the guy. Yeah. But I'm the same as everyone else, just dressed nice and fancy. Looked, Oh, that was my thing. I loved it.
Yeah. And then you had great posture. See, it's inviting. Full circle. Like, yeah.
And then when I got the face tattoo, I felt fucking bad wearing a suit and face tattoo.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you have a question?
Yeah. For you people listening, he just pointed at his question mark under his eye on his face. You have a question? Oh. Question mark? Question mark?
That's awesome. That's great. That was some fucking work wonders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was beautiful.
All the middle-aged ladies being like, wow. Oh,
yeah.
All the Karens.
Hey, you remember?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah.
All the Karens. And
actually, another thing that the face tat turned into was the summer after I got it. There was, I had really great friends that they were just here for the summer.
Yeah.
I met them at the bar one time, Alexandra, Venice, and Audrey. They were just here for the summer, new to town. And I had just got the face tat.
Yeah.
And then I started hanging out with them all the time, every day, and showing them around town.
Mm-hmm.
And I really felt like a tour guide.
Yeah.
So I felt love like this question mark. I was just
Oh,
yeah. I'm the tour guide. This is what this is about. I ask me anything. I know it all, bro.
Why is this building shaped like this?
Well, you see.
It's a commotique.
Yeah. Oh. Exactly.
And it just so happens that it's the First Nations Bank in that building. They didn't do that on purpose at all.
Not at all.
No, I felt like hot shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
That's great.
I want to get a tailored suit so bad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ever since I didn't graduate, I guess, is when I knew one day I'm going to get that.
Yeah.
And when I'm standing there up on that stool, I'm going to soak it in, man.
Fuck. Yeah, dude. Let me cup your balls real nice.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. I'll cup your non-ass.
Yeah. Make sure it's not too tight in the rear.
Fucking awesome.
I want a tuxedo.
Yeah. I want another, like, I used to have a tailored suit.
Yeah.
I want another one. You feel so badass.
Yeah.
You feel so good. Yeah.
Because it's so, like, tight and everything. You have to stand up straight, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, there's no slouching or no. You can't crease your fucking.
No.
Yeah.
No, you got to feel proper.
Fit, like you feel everything's tight. Everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The confidence. You can just.
Yeah.
The memory, the confidence from the memory.
Yeah.
It's just it's all you need.
Every time, like, I go out and I wear my suspenders.
Yeah.
Oh, I love suspenders.
Like under your blazer or whatever.
Yeah.
Man. It's a great time. Oh, every time I've worn my suspenders, off the hook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Without exception.
Agreed. I used to get fucked with suspenders.
I was going to say something stupid.
Okay.
It's not important.
Mine's just a little anecdote. When we were getting ready for the prom.
Yeah.
So I didn't really think this through properly. Mm-hmm. So I'm Inuk. Living in Montreal.
Yeah.
I wanted to wear an all black suit because I thought I would look sick.
Yeah.
You probably did.
I looked fucking awesome.
You probably with that.
Montreal plus 30.
Oh shit.
Inuk boy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Holy fuck, the pre prom like gathering we had right before going. I was sweating my fucking balls off.
It's too hot even at night. Even at night it's
seriously. And then downtown, under the sun, oh my God, under the sun, all black. I was dying.
Oh yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. My back was drenched. It was gross. Anyway, that was just my little anecdote.
Yeah. I get fucking hot when I'm down there too.
Like, yeah.
I can't function.
Yeah.
Like I'm
seriously. Yeah. That's why I didn't make fun of like when there was that whole, I don't know if it's still going on, but in Texas, they froze over.
Snow?
Like fucking in complete peril.
Mm-hmm.
I empathized so hard because if Nunavut all of a sudden turned to plus 35 or some shit, I would fucking die. Oh, I would not be happy. We are not equipped.
No one would go outside.
We would not be equipped.
No. Although, I think it's important to say us Inuks do get cold.
Yes, right? of course.
We're climatized a little bit.
We're not inhuman. Right? Yeah.
But yeah.
But we are prepared.
If it was plus 30 here, holy
fuck. Oh my God.
Like in the summer here, it's like plus 21. And that's like,
seriously. Yeah, I really empathized with them for sure. I
was like, but plus 25 up here is so much different than plus 25 down south.
Yeah,
too.
We don't have that humidity.
Yeah,
that's true.
Ours is dry.
Yeah.
It's the dryness here.
Yeah. And the same thing like the winters down south too. Like you can bundle up as much as you fucking want, but you are still gonna get cold to the bone.
To the fucking bone.
Yeah. Like here you can bundle up as much as you want and you'll be fucking perfect. You'll be fine.
As long as you're dressed, you're fine. Yeah.
But down south you're fucked either way.
You're breathing in that cold. It's coming in whether you like it or fucking not. Yeah.
I miss it. You know what I miss? I miss going to sleep. Like it's winter. You go to bed.
Yeah.
And then you wake up in the morning, there's like an inch and a half of snow on every little branch.
Yeah.
And then you step outside and all the sounds are muffled from all the snow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like super quiet.
Yeah.
All you hear is like basically your footsteps.
Yeah, that nice crunch when it's like that very moist snow.
But like everything else is like super muffled.
Yeah, for real.
You can hear yourself wheeze.
Yeah. Great.
I think this is an episode, boys.
Yeah, I think so too. Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
thanks for tuning in, guys. Again, I want to say again to everyone that's sharing our posts, sharing their little stories. Annie shared that little post of hers when she was doing her electrical work.
Yeah,
I thought that was so
work.
Fucking
cool.
Good
for her. She must be
she's
so
back
happy.
At work. Yeah. Shout out to Annie. And everyone who shares, likes, follows our page, we really appreciate it.
Fucking
we take it to heart.
Yes, we do.
We love all you humpers.
Yes.
Thanks for tuning in.
Hell yeah. Love
you guys.
Love you guys.
Thanks for tuning in.
Cheers. Stay safe.
Arrive alive.
Drink five alive. Did you get that? Did you hit the button?
No.
It's in there?
It's in
there. Yes! Arrive alive, drink five alive.
Cheers. Two more cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.